In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. These words again from the epistle lesson read a few moments ago. The hour has come for you to wake from your slumber. Does anyone here this morning know what time it is? St. Paul does. And so did the Christians living at Rome at the time Paul wrote his epistle to them. What time is it? 9:52? The time that the Apostle Paul is talking about here has nothing to do with the time on our watches or clocks. This time is not about our time, but God's time. The expected promise of the time of his new day. For Paul, that day has come. And on the belief that the new day had dawned in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, Paul admonishes the Christians in Rome to live as though they know what time it is. In other words, to live as if they had entered a new time zone. Listen again to how Paul says it. The hour has come for you to awake from your slumber. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. So put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ. What Paul is doing here is more than asking us, what time is it? He's setting before us a set of questions by which he calls us to use this time of Advent to evaluate our spiritual lives, or to say it another way, to set before us the challenge to live life on the edge spiritually. Now, most of us don't think of ourselves as living on the edge, do we? We don't want to either. We try to live confidently and safely. Oh, there may be times of financial hardship, as many of you students here are experiencing, or there may be a few days in the hospital, but we'll be okay in the end. We can probably face life. We can probably face death. We can probably face disability and disease. But for most of us, that is not living on the edge. Someone who gets into automobile accidents because he or she is known to speed down the highway, that's living on the edge. Someone who does not take care of himself or herself, even though that person knows that he or she has a heart problem, that person is living on the edge. I'm sure that each of you could give hundreds of examples in addition to what I have given you. And yet, taking a quick look at all that's going on in our world, both good and bad, will show us that as human beings, we are all living on the edge. Yes, on the edge of life and death and eternity. We live on the edge each day, never knowing what life will hold for us, never knowing if today will bring good or evil. Just pick up any daily newspaper or national news magazine, or turn on the nightly news, and all I'm saying will be verified. Listen just to yesterday's headlines, if you will. Number of HIV cases in the United States revised upward. Retailers predict low Christmas sales. Midwest headed for a recession. Local food pantries are bare. Tough fight ahead to stabilize city schools. Is the U.S. the next front in the war on terrorism? One intrusion after the other of things that can and do shake us. And Paul is obviously adding one more intrusion into what we will hope would be comfortable and stable lives when he says, "The hour has come for you to wake from your slumber." What does Paul want us to do? Is he asking us to go out and buy some God is coming into our lives insurance? Is he asking us to do this so that we are sure that we're saved when Christ comes? No. Paul is not talking about some kind of spiritual life insurance when he says, "The hour has come for you to wake from your slumber, put aside the deeds of darkness, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ." Paul is calling us to an Advent lifestyle. He's calling us to wear Christ's love as our coats and suits and dresses and skirts and shorts and blue jeans and sweat clothes. He's calling us to witness Christ's love in all that we say and do. The story is told of a little girl who, having been separated from her mother because of war, was traveling on a bus to where her mother was. She had not seen her mother for several years and was obviously very excited about the meeting. Someone in the bus teased her by saying, "What if your mother doesn't recognize you? It's been so long since she's seen you, she may have forgotten what you look like." At first, the girl was shocked by the idea that her mother would not recognize her. But soon she was all smiles as she announced, "It'll be all right. Mommy made the hat I'm wearing. If she doesn't know me by myself, she'll know me by my hat." When we are clothed with Christ, when his love is alive in us, there's no mistaking who and whose we are. When we are clothed with Christ, there is a sense of joy in living that we cannot have without him. There's also a sense of urgency in making the most of the time for him. When we are clothed with Christ, life is different. It takes on a radically new form. It takes us to places where we've never been. Wayne Gretzky, the all-time leading scorer in the National Hockey League, in answer to the question how he managed to be the greatest goal scorer in hockey history, gives this response, a response that could be used by us with regard to how we live as Christians. He simply said this: "While everyone else was chasing the puck, I went to where the puck was going to be." Isn't that what Jesus is calling us to do in our daily living, our Advent living? To look ahead, to always be ready, to go ahead, as Gretzky puts it, to where the puck is going to be, rather than chasing after this life's things and pleasures and finding out when we get there that they're gone. Living on the edge? Yes. But not in the way you and I think of living on the edge. Living on the edge in that we trust that our Lord will give us the power and the strength to live for him, even when we don't think that the power and the strength is there. Living on the edge in that we're no longer afraid to take up our crosses and follow him. Living on the edge in that we will not be afraid to be where Jesus will be. Living on the edge? Yes. But knowing that Christ our Lord promises to keep us from going over the edge. Remember this: you deserve nothing of what Christ did for you. I deserve none of it. But he did it because he, our Lord, lived on the edge. In fact, went over the edge as he died and rose for you and for me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.